Track 41. Read the article as you listen to the recording. Robert's Two Dads. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is about Robert Kiyosaki and his two dads. His real father, who was the poor dad, and the father of Mike, his best friend, who is the rich dad, and the two very different ways in which both men shaped his thoughts about money. Let's start by describing his two dads' background. His poor dad went to Stanford University and earned a PhD, and his rich dad never finished the eighth grade. Both of them advised him so differently regarding money, which turned out to be very valuable for Robert. His poor dad, who followed a traditional career and didn't like taking risks, always told him to get a secure job with good benefits so he could retire with a pension when he got older. Roberts calls that the rat race. His rich dad, who dropped out of school and built a business empire worth millions, recommended to amass assets that made money for him. In the book, Robert compares his two dads, their lives, and their financial accomplishments. After observing the lifelong monetary problems experienced by his poor dad, Robert chose to listen to and learn from his rich dad. His rich dad always had a can-do attitude and was a fearless entrepreneur. Here are some important lessons he learned from his rich dad. You don't need to earn a high income to be rich. What you need is to know the difference between an asset and a liability. Rich people acquire assets. The poor and middle class acquire liabilities that they think are assets. He says cars and houses are liabilities, not assets, because they take money out of your wallet each month instead of producing money for you, like assets do. Rich people make money work for them. He says that rich people do not spend their whole lives working to earn a salary just to put a bunch of money in someone else's pocket, the owner of the company or business. Instead, rich people have others work hard for them, so the money goes into their own pockets. Opportunities in life come and go. Catch them. Rich people recognize them instantly and take advantage of them. Others do not see these opportunities because they're trapped in the rat race. They're too busy working for their salary and security that they simply cannot see the business opportunities. The most powerful asset we all have is our mind. He says that each person is born with talent, but that talent is suppressed because of self-doubt and fear. He says that most people run in a loop between fear and greed. Fear of not having money makes people work hard. Then, when they get their paycheck, greed makes them spend their money on things they sometimes don't even need. Soon the money is gone, and fear of not having money drives back in. And that's how people get stuck in jobs they don't like just for the sake of money. And if they someday come up with an idea on how to make money in a different way, they doubt of themselves and don't even try it. Kiyosaki says in his book that the moment you understand that you are responsible for creating wealth for yourself, you'll never be the same. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?